One of the things I wanted to know was that if I chose life, would I have to come back to this sick body, because my body was very, very sick and the organs had stopped functioning. I was then made to understand that if I chose life, my body would heal very quickly. I would see a difference in not months or weeks, but days. I was shown how illnesses start on an energetic level before they become physical. If I chose to go into life, the cancer would be gone from my energy, and my physical body would catch up very quickly. I then understood that when people have medical treatments for illnesses, it rids the illness only from their body but not from their energy, so the illness returns. I realized if I went back, it would be with a very healthy energy. Then the physical body would catch up to the energetic conditions very quickly and permanently. I was given the understanding that this applies to anything, not only illnesses, physical conditions, psychological conditions, etc. I was shown that everything going on in our lives was dependent on this energy around us, created by us. Nothing was solid, we created our surroundings, our conditions, etc. depending where this energy was at. The clarity I received around how we get what we do was phenomenal. It's all about where we are energetically. I was made to feel that I was going to see proof of this firsthand if I returned back to my body. I know I was drifting in and out between the two worlds, but every time I drifted into the other side, I was shown more and more scenes. There was one which showed how my life had touched all the people in it. It was sort of like a tapestry and showed how I affected everyone's lives around me. There was another belonging to this world which showed my brother on an airplane. Having heard the news I was dying, coming to see me, this was verified to me as when I started to come round, my brother was there. Having just got off the airplane, I then saw a glimpse of my brother and me and somehow seemed to understand it was a previous life, where I was much older than him and was like a mother to him. In this life, he is older than me. I saw in that life I was very protective towards him. I suddenly became aware now that he was on the airplane to come and see me, and felt I can't do this to him, can't let him come and see me dead. Then I also saw how my husband's purpose was linked to mine, and how we had decided to come and experience this life together. If I went, he would probably follow soon after. I was made to understand that, as tests had been taken for my organ functions, and the results were not out yet, that if I chose life, the results would show that my organs were functioning normally. If I chose death, the results would show organ failure as the cause of death, due to cancer. I was able to change the outcome of the tests by my choice. I made my choice, and as I started to wake up, in a very confused state, as I could not at the time tell which side of the veil I was on, the doctors came rushing into the room with big smiles on their faces, saying to my family, "Good news, we got the results and her organs are functioning, we can't believe it. Her body really did seem like it had shut down." After that, I began to recover rapidly. The doctors had been waiting for me to become stable before doing a lymph node biopsy to track the type of cancer cells, and they could not even find a lymph node big enough to suggest cancer. Upon entering the hospital, my body was filled with swollen lymph nodes. They did a bone marrow biopsy, again to find the cancer activity so they could adjust the chemotherapy according to the disease, and there wasn't any in the bone marrow. The doctors were very confused, but put it down to me suddenly responding to the chemotherapy. Because they themselves were unable to understand what was going on, they made me undergo test after test, all of which I passed with flying colors, and clearing every test empowered me even more. I had a full body scan, and because they could not find anything, they made the radiologist repeat it again. Because of my experience, I am now sharing with everyone I know that miracles are possible in your life every day. After what I have seen, I realize that absolutely anything is possible, and that we did not come here to suffer. Life is supposed to be great, and we are very, very loved. The way I look at life has changed dramatically, and I am so glad to have been given a second chance to experience heaven on earth. / For an interview with Anita by the Near Death Experience Research Foundation on the lessons and conclusions she has drawn from her NDE experience, please read part 2 from the following link, Anita's Near Death Experience.